Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
Today's devotion is written by Barbara Barton and read by Sally Stovall. Our scripture today comes from Proverbs, the 19th chapter, the 21st verse. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. And 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ. I love iced tea. Put a slice of orange in it, and I'm your friend forever. But even though I'm from the South, I despise the locally preferred sweet tea. Many times when I order unsweet tea at restaurants, the staff can't seem to help themselves, and I end up with a mouthful of liquid sugar. It's not what I ordered and not what I expected. Spitting it out isn't an option, so I reluctantly swallow that unpleasant nectar before asking the server for what I had originally ordered. My life is a bit like sweet tea right now. I've been in hospice care for more than a year. Why I'm still here and not with my Heavenly Father, I don't know. This situation is not what I ordered and not what I expected, but I won't spit out these extra days. They've been filled with laughter, love, and amazing peace. God is in control and all is well. I will look for beauty in my circumstances and joy in God's love. Let us pray. Father, please forgive my impatience. Thank you for the peace that comes when I relinquish control to you. Help me to be mindful that you alone know the number of our days. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org.